این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is the short part of Imam Khomeini's speech. You priests and clergy, followers of Christ, rise up and give your support to the oppressed of the world against oppressors, and for the sake of Allah and the teachings of Jesus Christ, ring the bells of your churches just once in support of the oppressed of Iran and in condemnation of the oppressors. May blessed be for those who are hungry and thirsty for justice and strive after it. Vow to those who strive against the teachings of Jesus Christ and all the prophets for the sake of spies and oppressors of the rights of nations.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Hajj. In one of his speeches, he said that when touching the Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone, make a covenant with God to be inimical to his and his messenger's enemies, as well as the enemies of the pious and noble people, and never to be obedient servants to them, no matter who they are or where they live. Let your covenant with God also call for the eradication of fear and submissiveness from your hearts. For the enemies of God, at the head of which is Great Satan, which is the US regime, all are mean and miserable, although they possess superior tools for slaughtering, suppressing the nations, and other crimes. Now, in this part of his speech, obviously, he's talking about the evil powers of his time on which the U.S. regime is at the top. Even now, we can see the Zionist regime and the U.S. regime killing innocent people, the children in the Palestine, and obviously they are backing some other governments who are also killing the innocent people, for example, as we can see in Yemen, in other parts of the world, for example, the ISIS or Daesh that came to the Syria and Iraq. So all these things are done by the Great Satan, which Imam Khomeini has said, the Zionist regime as well. So all these are backed by the Taghut, by the evil powers. Imam says that never submit to them, never be obedient to them, never be the obedient servant. And maybe this is for the governments who are trying to have good relation with such satanic powers, who wants to expand their relationship with these evils. So Imam says that do not be servant of such people. Be the servant of God. Have the fear of God. Bring justice into the society. This world should be filled with the justice and not the oppression and terrorism. So the oppression, the arrogance is being brought by these systems, by these evil powers. We can see in the economy, we can see in other parts of the world how they are being arrogant, how they are suppressing the nations, how they are taking the rights of the nation, how in the UN, when all the countries are saying one thing, they use their veto power and they do not let nations to take decisions. So all these things shows us that we should not be submissive to the arrogant powers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say La ilaha